At www.spreaker.com, create your own radio show and find thousands of exclusive radio channels.
Come on, just give me a wild guess. Good morning, Josie.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Great. How in the world are you? And I'm glad that you're on the ground. Do you know, folks, that Josie is talking to me from a car in a parking lot? Is that where you are?
That is correct. I got off a flight and wanted to make sure I took the call and could do the interview with you this morning. So, yeah, I'm in a car in a parking lot.
Well, that's fabulous. Josie, I wanted to ask you, how does it feel to have your own radio show here, and how come you decided to do it at this time?
You know what, Joe, this is, it's actually very, very special to me. The opportunity to just do my own show was really decided when Dave gave me a call and asked me about it, and all the DJs there have just been wonderful. The synergy between all of you has been fantastic, and I wanted to do a show where I could connect with my fans and actually give a different touch to my music and actually focus on other songwriters and the legends in music and the history in music.
Great, Josie. And I understand that show debuts tomorrow night, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Oldies Plus, right?
That is correct. So the pressure is on tomorrow evening, 5 o'clock Eastern, the first show. The Josie Brandon Show starts tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm very excited about it.
All right. Now, what kind of music can your listeners expect?
You know what? There's going to be a really great variety. I've got the show designed so that we're going to be focusing on legends, new songwriters, new artists, all facets of music. We've decided to actually create something that's a little bit more unique, a little bit more personal with regards to telling the history behind a lot of these songwriters. So it's not just the music, but it's the soul, the personality behind the music.
Wow, it sounds interesting. Josie, there's somebody right here that would like to say hello to you right now, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Josie, it's Aunt Marty here. How you doing, kid? I'm all excited about your new radio show, and I love your music. It's just so good talking to you. You know, I'm going to go have some cookies and a couple of beers right now. I mean, coffee right now.
Josie, I'm sorry about that. I just couldn't keep her away. I've been fighting her off. Hey, I'll tell you what. How about right now we play one of your songs from your brand new album, Crazy Week, okay? And then you're going to stay here because we got more to talk to you about, right?
That sounds great.
Okay. Now, right now we're going to play a song that I've been getting a lot of requests for here at the station, and that's Josie's Music Row. You're going to like this one.
There's a party down on Music Row where all the big head honchos go.
we go. Josie Brandon, music row from her brand new album, Crazy Week. And I have Josie on the other end of the phone. Say hello again, Josie.
Good morning, everybody.
Now, I wanted to ask you, how did you get into music and television, I understand, at the ripe old age of 9 years old?
9 years old, yes. It actually started with television. One of my neighbors down the street, when my parents came from Italy, we lived in this little neighborhood, and there happened to be a gentleman down the street that was a cameraman for a television station. And I told my parents that I came up with this idea for a TV show for kids. And I one day just walked up to this neighbor's house and told the cameraman my idea, and he was kind enough to make an appointment with the VP of that station. And you know, my dad came with me to the station, and I didn't know at the time, but it was the pitch, you know. And the VP at that time really loved the idea, and he was open to it, and so that was my first opportunity to come up with a television program for kids, and I was 9 years old. As that progressed, when I was in a talent show for school, I ended up singing on stage, and there was a talent scout in the audience for that particular event, and I got a standing ovation, and it was absolutely amazing. And that's how my music started, is that there was a talent scout in the audience, and she approached myself and my parents at the time and said that she was interested in having me showcase some shows in the Chicagoland area.
Wow. Now, that's all pretty fast stuff, huh? Now, when did you start recording? How old were you when you actually went into a studio and cut your first takes?
I was 15 years old. 15 years old when I first recorded. I was very, very fortunate that I met a gentleman in St. Charles, Illinois, whose name was Larry Rossi, and he believed in me so much, and he was part of a recording company in that area, and he had a group of kids that wrote original material, and he asked me to be the lead vocalist. Actually, he asked me to try out for the lead vocalist, and I was able to successfully get that lead position, and then I was able to work with these wonderful kids that were so brilliant in writing music, and that was really my first exposure to songwriting as well as recording.
Now, I understand, according to your bio here that I have, that you recorded in Italy in 2002?
Yes. Wow. Yes, I did, yes. Wow. That was an amazing experience, yes.
And now you're recording with Tiger Records. Now, is Tiger Records your label, Josie, or is...
Yes, it is. Tiger Records is my company, yes.
So, are you really, really excited about this new album, huh?
I am so excited about this new album, and there's so many people to thank for this album coming into fruition. So, yeah, I'm extremely excited and extremely grateful.
Well, I tell you, it is a good, solid album. When you sent me my copy, I played it, and I kept checking off each song that I thought would be a hit, okay? And you have 10 cuts on this album. I can be honest with you, I checked off 8 of them right off the bat. I mean, that is very, very well put together album. And right now, Josie, I'm going to give you a chance to take a breather, and we're going to play another one of your tunes, and this is the one that we get the most requests for here on the station. So right now, I musically going to send Josie your way with I Should Know.
Just give up.
show, Josie Brandon, and I should know. Just in case you've been out walking around the block and you're just tuning in right now, we are talking with Josie Brandon right now. And Josie, welcome back. I'd like to ask you, what were some of the influences in your career and in your life? Who are some of the influences?
Well, that's really a great question, because there's quite a few. But I would say that the very first influence I had as a person is really my parents. They came to this country. They're from Sicily, so they came to this country. And I remember my parents telling me the story about them coming here. They were on this boat called the Michelangelo at the time. And my older sister was 40 days old. And they really taught me a lot about believing in yourself, believing in your dreams, and the importance of family, the importance of unity and love, and with that, accomplishing anything you can in life. Because when my parents came to this country, they really had just a few dollars in their pocket. And I remember my mom and dad telling me these stories, and I just... Every time I go around the world and I see different things and I see different people, I always just thank God that my parents really taught me the fiber of believing in yourself and having that love in my family, because there's so many people that I feel really need that, and I think that's my greatest influence with regards to myself. As far as musically, I got really lucky and blessed when my father came home with a Patsy Cline album. I was 3 years old, and my mom used to play records all the time when she was cleaning the house. So that I would listen to all kinds of music, from Patsy Cline to Elvis Presley, Brenda Lee, Debbie Boone. I mean, we had all kinds of music going in the house. And so while my mom was cleaning and doing her thing around the house, you know, us kids were exposed to music, so that was really my first introduction to music as a child.
Wow. Now, I'm going to make a wild guess over here. Now, are you Italian?
I am Italian. I'm first generation here, yes.
All right. A cheer for Josie. Yes. Well, let me tell you, you're at the right station over here. yeah, we have cannolis. In fact, I am a big New York Yankees fan, and my fiance Linda was watching a ball game with me, and there's a fellow that plays for the Yankees. His name is Robinson Cano, and we renamed him Robinson Cannoli. And now I get hungry every time he comes up to bed. Now, your friend Linda from Florida, she was in the chat room. Say hello to Linda, Josie.
Linda, you are my angel from Florida. I love getting your messages. You totally inspire my soul. I feel so blessed we encountered each other, definitely.
And Mickey is in there, and... the boss, Philly Dave, is in. Butch the Trooper Cooper's here. Your buddy Ken is here. Redbird's here. Mike is in. I mean, we got everybody in here this morning. Now, Linda wanted to know how you picked the title for your album.
Well, you know, when we finally completed all the 10 songs that we wanted to put on the album, I just wanted a title that was really reflective of my personality and something that was a little authentic and fun at the same time. And so out of all the songs on the album, Crazy Week was the one that we came up with.
Well, I'll tell you right now, let's play Crazy Week for all your fans out there, okay? And then we'll be back to wrap this up with Josie in just a couple of minutes. Here is Josie Brandon, the title tune from her brand new album, Crazy Week.
Well, I feel a little bit ragged, my hair all over the place. I
Here we go, Josie Brandon, the title cut from her brand new CD. That is Crazy Week. Hi, Josie.
Hey, Joe.
All right. Josie, tomorrow, 5 o'clock Eastern time, you hit the airwaves here on Oldies Plus Radio for the very, very first time. And why don't you tell your fans out there what you're going to be doing tomorrow.
Tomorrow it's about 2 hours of getting cozy with Josie. We're going to be talking about a lot of things. We're going to have songs that are about love, laughter, legends. We're going to be doing some interviewing. We're going to do a songwriter showcase and everything in between. So there's going to be a lot of things covered in 2 hours.
Now, you said legends. Does that mean that Aunt Maud's going to be there?
Aunt Maud is always welcome at the table, definitely.
Oh, thanks, Josie. You make this old lady feel so good. Oh, okay, I'll leave.
Well, you can't, I'm telling you, Josie, you can't keep her away. So, hey, that sounds great. We are so much looking forward to it. I've got one more question for you, and that is, when we were playing your last song, Crazy Week, I asked you, did you have a favorite song on the album? And what did you tell me that song was?
My favorite song, my personal favorite, well, first of all, I love all the songs. It's like asking somebody which child you love the most. You love them all in different ways, but the one that actually hits home for me the most is The Journey that I wrote on that song. It's about persevering obstacles and believing in yourself and doing what you can to follow what's inside of you. Whatever your soul is knocking at, you continue to move forward. So there's always going to be opposition. So the journey is about perseverance and working through all of that.
Well, hey, that sounds great. And Josie, I just want to, first of all, from all of us here at Oldies Plus Radio, since I'm the fellow that's talking to you right now, I want to say welcome to our family. And we are looking forward to your show with us on Friday. And we just want to say thank you for the interview this afternoon. Thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to be with us. And welcome, welcome, welcome to Oldies. Yeah, is everybody just applauding? Yeah. And we're going to close this interview with the song that you said means so much to you from this album. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Josie Brandon and The Journey. Thank you, Josie.
Thank you, Joe.
If I can swim across the raging sea, I'll be fine. Cause it's the journey, and it's the view.
There we are, Josie Brandon and the Journey. And Josie, I know you're out there and you're in your car. You know, folks, Josie actually did that interview from her car. She is busy being on the road, just getting home, and she pulled her car over into a parking lot and did the interview via her cell phone. So, Josie, thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks all of you for listening in. And we look forward so much for her to be with us tomorrow right here on Oldies Plus Radio. Thank you.
DJ Joe T. Oldies Plus.